Today I'm going to talk about faith and adversity. I read a story not too long ago about an engineer in China who was in a horrible, horrible industrial accident. He ended up losing both arms. The man was a very devout Buddhist, and once he recovered from his injuries, he went to a Buddhist temple which had a bell at the top of a huge 1,000-stair incline that people went to express their faith. And it took him all day to climb these 1,000 stairs to get to this bell. And then once he got up there, he was facing more adversity, because with no arms, he was unable to ring the bell 3 times, which was the tradition to bring good luck and faith to people. So being no stranger to adversity, what he did was hit the bell with his head. And he successfully did this twice and rung the bell. On the third attempt, he missed and fell thousands of feet to his death. Upon investigation by the Chinese police, they asked the monks at the monastery, "Do you know this man? Have you ever come across him before?" And one of the monks responded, "No, but his face did ring a bell."
That's a bad joke.
Yeah. That's a bad joke. So, yeah, we all face adversity in life. Whether it's the loss of loved ones, whether it's the loss of a job, illness, or something as simple as Walmart being out of your favorite product. Every day we come across adversity. Scripture tells us this is a normal concept and a part of life. In the scripture readings today, both in Psalms and in Mark, people were faced with great storms that they had no control over, thought they had no control over. But they had faith, so they operated, they continued. In Psalms, when God was called on, he calmed the seas. And in Mark, Christ did the same. In 2 Corinthians, Paul, as Paul tends to do on occasion, provided a long list of the adversity that he faced. He had adverse labor, beatings, he was stoned, shipwrecked, imprisoned. He faced hunger and thirst on his many travels. He expressed these to the Corinthians not necessarily to exhibit his own sufferings and his own tribulations, but the tribulations that we all face, the sufferings that we all have to go through. And even in those times, we need to maintain faith, if not especially in those times. I found a very interesting four-step approach to dealing with adversity and maintaining faith. In step one, accept that there are hardships in life. In Acts 14:22, Paul said, "We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." It's part of life. Jesus himself said, "In this world, you will have trouble, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." It's very challenging to go through adversity, but Christ knew that's something we would have to face, and he reassured us that through faith, we can overcome any adversity. In 1 Peter, he said, "Dear friends, do not be surprised in the painful trial you are suffering as though something strange were happening uniquely to you." Adversity is something that all humans go through. We need to band together and face adversity. It's not something that we want to do alone. We want to band together with each other as well as exhibit our faith in God. The second step is perseverance. Perseverance during adversity is very difficult. We tend to become depressed. We tend to feel defeated when we face extreme adversity. But as Paul did in overcoming his challenges, we can do the same. His message to the Corinthians was to have faith through suffering and face adversity and maintain that faith even in troubled times. I don't know if anybody else reads Richard Rohr. He's a very interesting guy. I know if Karen watches this, Karen's a big reader of Richard Rohr too. So. He pointed out that God transforms all human suffering by identifying completely with the human predicament and standing in full solidarity with it from beginning to end. And that's what Christ did. Christ came to the world, he was born, lived his entire life just like we do, suffered like we do, so he experienced our experience. That gives us the ability to really bind to God with the understanding that Christ lived and suffered as we suffered. Step three, have faith with God, and God will bless us during adversity. Oftentimes, things that we believe in the moment are horrible, tragic, unbelievably challenging situations tend to turn out to be true blessings. You know, a year ago in May, I lost my job. My entire department was essentially done away with. Now I'm working in a position that I never thought was possible, or at least not until I'd earned enough money to retire. And I'm happily making a living doing what I'm doing. So what in the moment seemed like a very challenging situation turned out to be the best thing that could have happened to me from a career standpoint, because I'd still be where I was, living in a place of comfort rather than taking the leap. So the adversity has helped me and has enriched my life. Having faith takes a concerted effort. It's not always easy, and it is a constant struggle. You know, a lot of times Paul, in his writings, tends to come off, at least to me, and I know to some others that I've discussed this with, as an individual that's, he seems like the grandfather that had to walk uphill in the snow both ways to school every day. You know, Paul always exemplified how much he struggled and how good he was. He didn't do that for selfish purposes. He did that to set an example because he understood the issues that we would face in life. And he was exemplifying and saying, yes, I've experienced these two very challenging situations, and through my faith, I was able to progress. So Paul was setting himself up as a role model, not necessarily as an idol, but he wanted to exemplify the way in which we need to approach faith and apply it in our lives. Questioning is a very normal part of this process. When we're challenged and feel alone, we want to question the purpose of God in providing or setting these situations for us. Even Christ himself did that, hanging on the cross, asking, Father, Father, why have you abandoned me? So so for us, it's normal and acceptable to question our suffering and our challenges. Our reading from Job today provided a good example on how to have faith. God was speaking to Job and asking, "Who do you think you are? You don't understand my ways. You're not capable." And that's okay. I don't believe God was really chastising Job for this. He was more explaining, your ways are not my ways. You don't understand what I understand. In other words, when you're in times of trouble and heartache, let God be God. You don't need to know why. Just have faith that He'll get you through it and help you. Fourth step is recognize that good can come from adversity. I told you about my personal situation and how good arose from that. You know, I was a child of the 80s, and one of the popular sayings was, no pain, no gain. You know, you saw that everywhere. And that's true in life. God, to a degree, sharpens us and hardens us through adversity. A common saying in a lot of industrial situations is the strongest steel is made by fire. We're the same way. Through our adversity, we grow and strengthen and improve our relationship with God. And it's through those relationships that we find salvation. So I would leave you with this. Just keep in mind that regardless of what hardship you're facing or what adverse conditions you're looking at, God is with you. In our call to worship this morning in Psalms 1 through 3, keeping adversity in mind and looking at it from that perspective, I'll read it to you again. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. His steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands east and west, from the north and from the south. Regardless of what challenges we face, God will be with us. We need to maintain our faith.